Hello, I am Dr. Thomas Anthony Anderson, guest editor of the November 2017 issue of Anesthesia and Analgesia, the official journal of the International Anesthesia Research Society. I would like to thank Dr. Nori Benzin, the senior editor for this edition and an executive editor for Anesthesia and Analgesia, who is instrumental in ensuring the success of this issue. Furthermore, I'd like to welcome you to this special thematic issue on the practice of anesthesia and pain medicine and the opioid abuse epidemic. The misuse and abuse of prescription opioids has reached epidemic proportions in the United States, with 78 Americans dying every day from an opioid overdose. Since 1999, both the prescribing of opioids and the number of deaths from prescription opioids have quadrupled. However, patient pain scores remain unchanged. As experts within the fields of acute and chronic pain medicine, anesthesiologists are uniquely poised to create solutions to address this national crisis. Clinicians practicing acute and chronic pain medicine have singular roles during critical periods in surgical patients' continuum of care. Careful planning of acute and chronic pain management using interventional techniques and other opioid-sparing multimodal modalities, along with continued but thoughtful opioid prescribing strategies, may affect patients' risks for unnecessary chronic opioid use and opioid abuse. New techniques and pharmacologic agents to ameliorate pain and reduce opioid use continue to emerge. In this themed issue of Anesthesia and Analgesia, authorities from across the field of anesthesia and pain management have lent their expert opinion on the epidemic confronting us. 22 articles are included related to the opioid abuse epidemic, its relationship to the field of anesthesiology, and the roles available to anesthesiologists in leading measures to reduce opioid-related morbidity and mortality. The themed articles begin with a systematic review of the available evidence for opioid-sparing systemic analgesics in pediatric surgical patients by Dr. Alyssa Zhu and colleagues. Next, Dr. David Copenhaver and colleagues describe the risk management issues associated with opioid prescribing for patients with cancer and terminal illness. Dr. Howard Meng et al. Then discussed the results of their systematic review and meta-analysis on the effectiveness of selective cannabinoids for chronic neuropathic pain. Following this, Drs. Thomas Vetter and Zeev Kane offered discourse on how a component of the perioperative surgical home, a multidisciplinary transitional pain service, can be used to manage perioperative pain, especially for high-risk and complex pain patients. In the succeeding article, Drs. Dermot Maher and Stephen Cohen deliberate on the available evidence for and the challenges of studying whether or not interventional pain procedures reduce opioid use. Drs. David Clark and Mark Schumacher then consider the supply issues, such as overprescribing, diversion, and misuse, as well as the demand issues, including patient and clinician education involved in the current opioid epidemic. In the following article, Dr. Coben Solberg and colleagues review the roles of the federal and state governments in working to reduce additional opioid misuse-related morbidity and mortality. Next, Dr. Andrea Nicole et al. Examine the evidence for the reduction of chronic pain by non-opioid analgesics. Subsequently, Dr. Ellen Sofen et al. Review the evidence for interventions developed at the Hospital for Special Surgery as a reaction to the opioid abuse epidemic. Dr. Nobuisa Nazevic and colleagues then review a number of upcoming opioid and non-opioid pharmacologic analgesic agents, including those that modulate the activity of a wide variety of receptors. In the following article, Dr. Jennifer Ha et al. Discuss chronic postoperative opioid use and its consequences, followed by an examination of risk factors for postoperative chronic opioid use and the degree to which non-opioid analgesic strategies reduce the risk of chronic opioid use after surgery. Then, Dr. Lynn Webster discusses the risk factors for opioid use disorder, risk factors for opioid overdose, and assessment tools for patient risk of opioid misuse, abuse, and addiction. Dr. Kanupriya Kumar and colleagues next review opioid-sparing techniques for the perioperative management of acute pain. Following this, Christopher Abrach et al. Explore patient and prescriber factors associated with patient injury and malpractice claims stemming from outpatient, non-interventional, chronic pain management. Dr. Jane Ballantyne then writes about the available evidence for chronic opioid treatment and principles of safe opioid prescription and pain management for patients with chronic pain. In the next article, Drs. Barbara Leighton and Kara Kroc reviewed the course of four obstetric patients with a history of buprenorphine maintenance therapy with satisfactory pain management using opioids, non-opioid analgesics, regional anesthesia, and buprenorphine continuation. Dr. Delara Brandl et al. Next described the impact of an enhanced recovery pathway after surgery on perioperative opioid use and discharge opioid prescriptions. In the following article, Dr. Alexander Stone et al. Present an argument for the role of enhanced recovery after surgery pathways to reduce the risk of chronic opioid use after surgery. Finally, Dr. Laura Dunn et al. Discussed the association between surgery and chronic opioid use, as well as the potential roles for anesthesiologists in ameliorating the risk of chronic opioid use after surgery. We hope that issues related to the opioid epidemic will be better understood after reading the articles presented in this edition of Anesthesia and Analgesia. Necessary measures to reduce non-essential opioid consumption must come from physicians and the government. These actions must be balanced with patients' legitimate pain needs. Our themed issue provides a platform from which researchers and opinion makers among our specialty can become leaders in this opioid discourse. As the primary drivers in the pain clinic and gatekeepers in the perioperative setting, anesthesiologists should take the lead in identifying solutions to this problem.